It's no secret the media landscape in Canada looks pretty dire to both journalists and consumers. Funding challenges, declining audience engagement, and a lack of trust are impacting local and national news outlets. Because of this, journalists are looking for new approaches to reporting. One of these avenues, Engage Journalism, aims to help rebuild trust with audiences and communities. Welcome to Re-Engaging, where we explore a new way of doing journalism. This four-part series will explore engaged journalism through a Canadian lens, what it can look like, and its successes and challenges. Each episode features conversations with academics and media makers from across the journalistic landscape, who gathered at Concordia University last June to discuss various ethical considerations and practical applications for newsrooms and universities. I'm your host, Gabriella Perdomo, and in this episode, we're looking at how to teach community-centered journalism. Community-engaged journalism begins in the classroom, but putting it into practice against traditional methods can be difficult. Despite this, universities and colleges across the country are finding ways to develop and implement community-based projects. In this conversation with my fellow journalism professors, Teresa Goff and Christine Crowther, we discussed our best practices for navigating obstacles when teaching engaged journalism. I am Gabriella Perdomo, Assistant Professor of Journalism at Mount Royal University and Editor-in-Chief at JSource.
My name is Teresa Goff, and I'm the Program Coordinator and a faculty member in the Journalism Mass Media Program at Durham College and also currently a graduate student at Ontario Tech University.
And I'm Christine Crowther. I teach journalism in the School of Journalism and Communication at Carleton University.
Thank you. So we talked today about teaching community-engaged journalism, and we went over a few things that seem to be working well in this space. Did anything stand out to you in terms of what is working well?
I'll jump in. I think Teresa's project sounds like it's working really well. Teresa and Archie from Mount Royal in Calgary both brought their students together with community actually in events. And I think that is brilliant. It's that kind of face-to-face contact that is so important in real life. And sometimes we forget, you know, when we mediatize everything, that what we actually are doing is connecting people. And sometimes the most effective way to connect people is face-to-face.
What about you? Was anything important to you in that conversation about what's working?
Christine, you just said face-to-face. And I think standing at a table and talking to Archie face-to-face and finding out he's in a completely different province, he's in a university, I'm in a college, and our project almost mirrors itself. So I feel like we are all working towards the same goals, but we're siloed. So I think that leads us into the challenges, because there are things that are working, but when we are working in individual silos without the funding, without the support, it's difficult to make an impact.
It also connects to what I was going to bring up, which is collaborations. That really resonated with me because it really seems that even though we are siloed, all of us seem to be finding ways to collaborate and partner up with others, whether it is other teachers, other professors, other people in industry. So let's talk about what do we do to tackle those challenges. Let's maybe start there with the siloing. What can we do?
Gabriella, you and I were talking about this. I think it would be so exciting to apply for a SHRC grant where we had a community engaged project that went coast to coast and had students amplifying voices of community members, stories who we don't normally hear from. And partner with, so this is pie in the sky, and then partner, I'm just going to keep going, and then partner with maybe a legacy media company, or also perhaps feed into the smaller media companies that are just starting out, who don't maybe have the resources, because we talked about capacity, we talked about resources, we talked about time, we talked about funding. Perhaps our students can kind of fill that gap. And we also talked about the local news gap. So if we can focus in local, I'm in Oshawa, you're in Ottawa, and Gabriella, I'm blanking on where Mount Royal is. I'm so sorry.
I'm in Calgary.
Okay. So I think that that would be really exciting.
What about you, Christine?
Well, see, and again, we're back to the face-to-face. This is exactly a conversation that I had over the lunch hour. We all care about the same things, right? And so it doesn't matter. Maybe you're a member of an audience. Maybe you're a member of a legacy news organization. Maybe you're a member of a startup newsroom, right? Maybe you're on faculty. Whatever makes sense for your community, who are the people that you think you can work together? Reach out to them. And I think a key thing here, and this is what we were talking about earlier over the lunch hour, find a topic that is something that affects people across the country, millions of them, right? We could talk about homelessness, for example, right? How about the upcoming federal election? How are we, in ways that make sense in our communities, able to partner up and make it part of a coast-to-coast project, maybe through J-Schools Canada at some level? All of this comes back to time, money, energy. If we're able to work together on a broad concept, I think we could come up with something really cool. We could minimize the labor for each one of us. And I think we could move the ball forward a little bit. That's what this is all about, right? We're not going to solve everything. And somebody was just saying, there's no magic bullet. It's about moving that ball forward. And I think this is the beginning of something really fun.
I love that you're ending on the fun thing. And I'm laughing because Teresa and I, 2 minutes ago, were just talking about how the election is a perfect context to maybe try some of these things out. We also talked about some other challenges that we have in this space. What else resonated with you in terms of like, ooh, that's really tricky? Like, what are we missing? What's lacking?
You know what I think is lacking? We all care passionately about journalism. I think fewer and fewer people do. And I think there are a lot of reasons for that, and it's very complex. But I think we have to stop looking at citizens as audiences for our journalism product and think of them as the citizens who need information and who need to want to be part of these conversations. How do we get them to want to be part of these conversations? How do we get them to want to listen to people with ideas that are fundamentally different and perhaps they might even find challenging or perhaps threatening to them?
This is actually really interesting that you're saying that, because we also heard today from the Digital News Report and how people are consuming news in Canada. And we did see a bit of like hopeful findings in terms of like there are still a lot of people who care about the news. And maybe we are assuming that more people than we think are really disengaging of news. Of course, there are a lot of people disengaging with news, but there are many people who want to hear from journalists and who actually want and think that we need more journalism. It brings me also to the topic of polarization. How do you see this approach of more community-engaged journalism maybe helping bridge a little bit of that widening gap in terms of our increasingly polarized society?
I'd love to jump in there because, again, we're going to come back to sort of reciprocity and relationality, right? So if you think about Indigenous ways of knowing, Indigenous teachings, the relational ontology of an Indigenous pedagogy is, I think, where we need to start. And I think that comes from looking people in the face, right? So when you have a face-to-face conversation with somebody, it's very difficult to be hateful, especially if it is set up properly. So we started talking about the community events that Archie and I do. So Archie in Calgary, I do this in Oshawa. I think that creating a space that is a safe space that has guidelines for discussion and teaches community members as well as students how to engage in political discourse is a really great starting point for actually talking about polarizing issues around this election.
Do you have anything to add there, Christine?
Well, and then it becomes a question of how does that person who's in that space then become part of these conversations in other ways, right? So there's a cascading effect. And I think that's the thing that's really exciting. And so if we can think about community engaged journalism, civic journalism, whatever we want to call it, it really does put that citizen first in the various ways that they can act as members of audiences, as perhaps journalists themselves, as sources, right? But it all comes back to getting them into these conversations. And that's what I love about your project, right? You bring them into a space, they carry those conversations forward, they perhaps are able to get other people interested in these conversations and interested in local journalism. And I think there's something that's mutually supporting in this, and this is why I love the community aspect of it.
I want to bring it back to our students, because we are all talking about teaching this approach to journalism. Why do you think we should double down on this approach?
I wonder if we're going to say the same thing. Because it matters. Because how do we have discussions when we were talking about being disconnected or disengaged, right? So we know, I mean, our phones tell us how many hours in a week we spend with our face and our screens. So if we are able to engage our community and engage our students in discussions about democracy, without even using the word democracy, we know that we are in a situation here where I think 50 plus democratic governments are up for election this year. We know that there is a huge swing to the alt-right. I think it was Karen Pugliese who brought up Maria Ressa, who won the Pulitzer, who I heard at a higher education and media conference a couple years ago in Toronto saying, "You think this is just happening in the Philippines, it's coming to you," and now it has. So I think it's incumbent upon us as educators to create a framework for teaching people how to discuss difficult topics.
I love that. I'm going to give you the last word. Christine, what do you want to add to that? Why does it matter that we teach this to our students?
Because journalism is just the middleman. We are a way for people to have conversations. We feed those conversations and we facilitate those conversations. So that's what I want our students to understand, that it's not just a job, that what we do is bigger than industry. Industry will come, will go, the industry that we've seen over the course of the 20th century and into the 21st century occupies a relatively short period in the overall history of journalism. And so when we help our students understand that journalism is much more than this industry, that there is a fundamental democratic mission that it serves, then I think we help support our communities in ways that will keep them healthy.
Thank you both for this conversation.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Teresa Goff, Program Coordinator in the Journalism Mass Media Program at Durham College; Christine Crowther, Adjunct Professor in the School of Journalism and Communication at Carleton University; and me, Gabriella Perdomo, Editor-in-Chief of JSource and Professor in the School of Communication Studies at Mount Royal University. I'm Gabriella Perdomo, Editor-in-Chief of JSource. Thanks for listening to Reengaging. This series is a collaboration between JSource and the Community Podcast Initiative at Mount Royal University. Special thanks to the Engaged Journalism Conference organizers, Magda Konieczna and Gabrielle Bassard-Lecourt, and to the CPI's co-director Meg Wilcox and journalism students Emma Miller and Kelsey Arnett at Mount Royal University for their work on this series. You can learn more about JSource at j-source.ca. And you can find the Community Podcast Initiative at thepodcaststudio.ca or on social media at CommunityPodYYC.